Hi, everybody.
Blog 411 Talk
Radio. Business here. We're here to talk to you today and to introduce you to 411business.net, an innovative platform designed to empower your business with precise, actionable insight. In today's rapidly evolving market, having accurate and up-to-date business information isn't just an advantage, it's a necessity. Okay, hold on. Let me bring on a caller. How do you... I don't even know how to do this.
Hi,
JC.
Hi, I'm here.
Okay.
So I'm glad to be on
sorry,
your first radio show.
Oh my gosh, I can't figure out how to do this.
That's why you're doing a test show. You get the chance to drive in a safe environment.
Okay. Okay, so we have William Johnson here today to talk to us on 411 Business. Mr. Johnson, tell us about 411 Business.
411 Business is a networking tool for business owners to collaborate, to provide discounts to each members, you know, for like a peer-to-peer or business-to-business. And it's also a rating system. It's run by J.C. Coffey, one of the premier leaders in business all across the United States, and pretty soon to become an international business leader like some of the other people like Warren Buffett and Elon Musk. So I'm proud and happy to be a part of your organization.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for that. So that's actually really true. Here at 411 Business, I love the ability to be able to connect individuals together so we can create a unity and be able to thrive with each other and give each other opportunities to help us grow and to grow with our businesses. And another thing that I love is the opportunity to be able to rate other businesses. You know, a lot of times as consumers, we are stuck with what only the options that we have. But if we now can hold companies accountable, I think that that's a great tool as well. What do you think about that?
Absolutely, and that's a great purpose because, as you share with me on numerous occasions, there are businesses that are not taking their obligation and responsibility serious. So you got to be serious about providing good customer service and giving people what they pay for. You share with me about telecom firms that you're working with that are charging you but not giving you service, so we want to deal with that. But one of the important elements that you're doing is the business interview. It's kind of like what we're doing now. You're going to be offering to bring people onto platforms like Blog Talk that we're on, and also your top media platforms such as YouTube and Instagram and Rumble and Twitter Spaces all concurrently. So when you kick that off, that's really going to be a big benefit to help to promote medium, small, and large businesses into the world all over the internet. So I'm looking forward to that happening, and your interview skills are just impeccable. So that's really going to be good to bring people to the 411business.com and the 411business.net platform. So we're looking forward to everybody who's listening to this show now live or on demand to give you a call, and they can reach you through our 800 number at 1-800-782-8005. You can reach us by calling your voice, text, or fax, or you can send you, JC at 411business.com to schedule an appointment to do interviews. And as we talked about today, they can do an audio interview first on Blog Talk, and if they wish, then they can come on to your more elaborate TV and internet video network.
Oh, that, I love it. You know, it's a big honor to be able to bring people together, you know, whether you're looking to expand your network, just verify business credentials or gain a competitive edge, you know, at 411 Business, it's your go-to resource. And that's the biggest thing is I just want to be able to provide people a space where they can come and feel safe and get the business and get business and do business. So I feel like that's an incredible platform. I know that people are always looking for funding. You know, I want to bring doctors on the platform, every entity out there, you know, business, small, large, we have a place for them on 411.
Definitely. And for people who want to just take a look at it for now, so if you're listening to us like live now or on demand, just punch it up on your computer. Just go to 411business.com, take a look, get a free membership, log on, go on the free service, put your business information up so people can share. And we encourage business owners or even people who run other types of organizations like nonprofits to provide some incentive for our network. It could be a discount. It could be some extra special services that you can provide for the network only. And we're just trying to make this one of the best peer-to-peer and business-to-business network opportunities and platforms ever. And with the leadership of JC, I'm sure we're going to farly outpass these other nice platforms that are out there, but you provide more because you bring the EQ into this business. So you may want to let the people know what the EQ is and how you want to integrate that in with 411 business.
Oh, absolutely. So thank you so much, William. So with emotional intelligence or emotional quota, whichever one you want to reference, it gives people the opportunity to be able to look at things and learn how to control their emotions. And when you, once you are able to master your emotions, you master yourself. When I explain emotional intelligence to people, the way that I explain it is that it's learning self-mastery. And by learning how to compartmentalize, so we can't control necessarily what happens, what other people do to us, or what when a situation occurs, but what we do have complete control over is how we respond to what happened. And so the ability to recognize what's transpired, and because buried alive never dies, so the ability to recognize it, but then to be able to almost physically pull it off of yourself and hold it and look at it. And then I tell people either place it down if you need to physically do it, open a drawer, in an imaginary drawer, place it in the drawer and close it. And then take yourself to a place where you just feel safe. And in that safe space, you just almost meditate. If you can meditate, if you can't meditate, just sit there and think and clear your mind. And that way you become grounded. And now you're able to be proactive instead of reactive. And you literally can go back and revisit. So there's different aspects of ways to accomplish emotional intelligence. But at the end of the day, it all boils down to just being able to control yourself.
Absolutely. And how I associate that to businesses, as business owners and operators, we're always dealing with challenges, whether it's operational challenges, financial challenges, customer service challenges, technical challenges. And when, as you just eloquently said, when you can control your emotions, then you're more effectively being a business owner, business operator, because you can deal with some, you know, complaints that you have from customers or clients, and you can really effectively address those problems where everybody's happy. You can turn a bad situation to a very good one. There's a statistic out here that says with businesses that do a good job in resolving a problem, the customer is more likely to talk about how well you did with it than a customer that just had a smooth sailing from point A to point B. So with that emotional intelligence that you just talked about, you can, like you said, proactively and reactively resolve problems that could turn into a business nightmare or negative reviews or ratings on public sites like 411 Business or Yelp. So we want to make sure our business members have that advantage to be able to be successful, number one, but resolve problems effectively, number two, if and when those things occur.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I totally agree. The ability to be able to control any kind of environment is great, and it all starts with your ability to control yourself. So learning how to master the things that we do have control over is key.
Definitely. So so this show format is really nice. I like the fact that we can do interviews with business owners or organization chiefs and C-suite people to really get the nuts and bolts out to the world, so that people who do business with you, you listeners, then have a personal connection, even if it's over the radio or through video or through Zoom or whatever means that we choose to implement. And it's just wonderful just to be able to establish connections with people like this before you actually get a chance to call them on the phone or meet them in a network event. And you are definitely the master networker, you and our good friend Russell Johnson, who kind of brought all of this stuff together. We've been doing broadcasts for many, many years, and he's a master. So we want to give him his props for bringing people like us together with the technical abilities, the EQ abilities, the communication abilities to help and learn from others who are joining the network. So we just want to emphasize that 411business.com, 411business.net will be the place for people to come to and meet and join and do business with other good people.
Absolutely. I love it. A network where we come together, play together, create together. Unity is so empowering.
Definitely. And this training session here is going well, too. I just want to let you know that we just set up a brief 15-minute training on the Blog Talk. And you use a couple of other, like I said, multicasting platforms, which is really going to be nice because you're going to tie all this stuff together. So you can set up a broadcast with video, with audio concurrently at the same time, and bring all these platforms on a regular basis so that when you interview these people, they're going to get some really good coverage. They're going to be on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all of the top platforms. And it's just going to be a reach that a lot of people simply don't have the time and effort to put together themselves. You're going to have it already prepackaged. And just to share something with you now, I know this is your test session with Blog Talk. In approximately, let me take a look at the time that we've been on the air, in a few minutes, the system is going to let you know that your show is almost over. And what happens, just so that you know, it's going to give you a countdown. Your show is going to end in 1 minute, then 30 seconds, and then 10 seconds, and then it's going to cut off. So to the public on the live feed, the show will cut off. But if you ever get to a point on Blog Talk where the conversation is still going good, the recorder is still running. So even though the show is cutting off live to the Blog Talk network, everything that you're talking about and all the information that you're disseminating after the show goes off is going to be available on the on-demand show. So now they're going to get a bonus. So, for example, you run 15 minutes, you go 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes over. When a person comes back and listens to the show on demand, they're going to hear the entire show, the piece that was live and the piece that wasn't live. So I just wanted to let you know that you know, while we're doing a test with some of the other things that happen on the Blog Talk Network.
Oh, wow, that's great to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the reason I wanted to tell you, I do want to run over on this session. So I'm not sure if I can hear it as a guest, but when you do hear the countdown saying that your show is about to cut off, just announce that the show is going off to all of the live listeners, and then we're going to carry on for a few minutes thereafter so that you can get a chance to experience the fact that it still does record. And people who are listening to us live can then come back, hit the on-demand, and they can hear a little bonus segment beyond the live broadcast.
Well, that was it, because it is off, and I just looked over at it, and it's off. So we this is actually the broadcast
bonus
after the broadcast.
Okay, great. So we're in the bonus time now. So when you go back and listen to the first 15 minutes, then you're going to see, you know, that this conversation that's, like I said, not live now, so nobody can hear us, except when they come back on demand, is there. So don't feel like you have to cut the show off when the show is over. You can program a 30-minute show, a 15-minute show, 1-hour show, 2-hour show. And some people feel like, okay, show's over. But some people do run it to the show because they have a really tight time schedule. But if it really gets going good and you're not finished, just continue for a couple extra minutes. So I'm glad we had the opportunity to put this show together for your test. Are there any other questions that you see on the console that you want me to maybe explain?
No, I think everything looks really good. I mean, I'll just leave the audio clips, everything where they are. It's super self-explanatory.
Okay. Yes. And just like Russ has done on his shows, on the right panel, once we record some audio clips, you can have reference clips, you can have show open, show close, you can have commercials if you want, and you can punch them up while you're sitting there as the host of your show. And also, if you wanted to, I could be a moderator for you, so you and I can both be logged onto the console. You can be doing a show, and I can be doing controls for you. So it's up to you. You can run the controls and the show, or you can have multiple people running the console at the same time to kind of help you out if you, you know, dealing with other things.
Oh, that's really smart. I love that. Is that where when you click on the chat, where the moderator would be answering questions? That are they call-in questions?
Yeah, you could do that, but most of your call-in questions are going to come right through you bringing the guest on live to talk with you, kind of like a talk show environment. You look at a phone number, you say, okay, I see that somebody's on here. You punch them up, and you can bring on multiple people and talk with them. But me as being a secondary moderator, I can actually send you text through your phone and say, I'm about to bring up a commercial in about 30 seconds. And then you can say, okay, I'm talking with John Doe, and we're going to bring up a commercial, and we can bring up a commercial either for John Doe's product or 411 Business or the J.C. Coffee Foundation or KGU. Any of those things could be there, and then you just punch up the commercial. I can punch up the commercial in order to have that pure radio feel.
Oh, cool. I love that. That is so awesome. So what is the episode? Okay, there's the episode info. And then chat, what is chat for?
You know what? I haven't used chat, so I'm going to have to dig in. I don't want to tell you anything that's inaccurate.
Okay.
But, let's look into the chat. Since it's there, it might be something that's going to be useful to us.
Okay. Yeah, we'll look into that. Because I know chat has the ability to bring emojis on, and then the ability to attach a file, a photo, or an audio recording. When Russ did his, when he pulled up from the other people that he referenced during his show, were those clips that he had to the right?
Yeah, on the right column, what he did was, before his show, he uploaded the clips, he titled them, so he had a list of what he wanted to broadcast.
Okay.
You still there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here.
I heard something. Now, was that the exit of the show?
That was me. I didn't know it was going to play it.
Anytime. Yeah, punch it up again. So that's called show. Punch it up so we can hear it again. I think that's
we have a wonderful guest this morning, and now we will get to the guest in just a moment. But first, here's a clip with George Green, who studied the industry of aliens and Palladians for at least 40 years.
Wow, he's on an alien show.
Before he left us a couple years ago.
Your physical reality that you have, based on
that's
this
good.
Physical
so
life
button,
that you
stop.
Have this dream
the same
is made up of the experiences.
Again, stop it.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. So I have clips in from some of the older shows. That's how many clips are in there?
Two.
Okay, that's good. So you got one. So yeah, George Green is excellent. So he used to work at Edwards Air Force Base for the government doing some of the alien projects and reverse engineering of like alien spacecraft. So we did some really good shows over the years, and George was a really good guy.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
What was it? Punch up the other one just to see what it is.
Good morning.
Clip.
This is Blog Talk Radio. I'm Russ Johnson, and we have a wonderful guest this morning. And now we will get to the guest in just a moment. But first, here's a clip with George Green, with the
okay, that's the same one.
Study.
Close that one and open
maybe
up the
you just
second
put
one.
Two and two in. No, that's the same. No, both of them are the same one then because they're two
oh,
different
both clips. The same clip.
But
okay.
When you press,
I got you.
When you press play, it shows.
Okay, that's good. Yep. So we're going to upload some clips. It can be anything you want. Like I said, from commercials to other whatever information you want. So what we do is we go on, we upload it as a file, and we just title it so you can bring them up at, you know, at will. So what do you think about your test session so far?
I think it's great. I love it. It's like Nike. Just do it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a, I'm glad you got an opportunity to play with it. So what I'm going to do is I want to thank you for inviting me to your show, and I'm going to be coming offline, and we can go and listen to it on the web platform just to see how it sounds. It takes a few minutes for it to render and go up, but it's going to be available to us.
Okay, perfect. So we just end now, right? When if I was on live, I just press end episode?
Yeah, push end episode, and it'll start recording, and it'll start preparing the on-demand show.